She stared at his words. Why, indeed? Because, despite her emotional fallout over taking that walk on the wild side with him, he was the most exciting thing that had ever happened to her. Because his words on a screen were enough to get her hot and bothered. Like a cat in heat, she wanted to claw and scratch and rub her aching body parts all over him. Her entire body twitched. She wanted Simon in a very bad, very immediate way, but she'd been smart enough to end things between them that morning. She wasn't going down a dead-end road with him, not even for mind-blowing sex. Because Katrina Elizabeth Winslow knew, if given the chance, she would fall head over heels in love with Simon, the green-eyed hot cop, and when he walked out of her life, she would never recover. Self-preservation, baby. Katie shut off her cell phone and padded into her lonely bedroom. The day had started with amazing sex, then blown up in her face when she saw Simon with his girlfriend. Then, after a lousy flight home, Simon had obviously felt compelled to text her and tease her with the idea that their two episodes of debauchery were going to turn into something more. As in more of her for him. Yeah, right. She glared at the suitcase she'd tossed on the bed and decided she'd unpack in the morning. She was too tired and, frankly, too down in the dumps to do it now. Sometime during the night she woke up, turned her cell phone on, and texted her reply. Because you're my kryptonite. Please, leave me alone. When she woke, the first thing on her mind was her cell phone. She slid her glasses on quickly and frowned as she picked up the phone from her nightstand when she saw that it was already on. Her frown deepened when there was no flashing green light signaling she had a text or a voicemail. Monumental disappointment settled heavily in her chest. I guess he really wasn't that into you after all, she muttered to herself. Who are you kidding? Of course he wasn't. Glutton for punishment that she was, she tapped the stream of texts between them last night to make sure she hadn't missed anything, and gasped when she read what she had texted at. She squinted. Oh, dear Lord, 3:23 a.m. Had she texted in her sleep? Humiliation crashed through her. Please, she prayed, never let our paths cross again, ever. Thank you, universe, for a non-responding text. She cringed. Maybe he hadn't seen it yet. Ugh, she groaned and slapped her hand across her forehead. It was 8:32. Of course he'd seen it.